A New York federal judge is expected to rule this morning on whether he will block enforcement of a new federal abortion law. President Bush signed the bill yesterday that would ban a procedure that abortion opponents call partial birth abortion. Another judge from a district court in Nebraska also has blocked the law, although his ruling is temporary and applies only to a small number of doctors. NPR's Robert Smith is in New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is the legal challenge to this new law?
Well, it was brought by a coalition of abortion rights groups, which include Planned Parenthood, the Center for Reproductive Rights, and the National Abortion Federation. And they were hoping to stop the law from going into effect at midnight last night. They said even 1 minute of enforcement of the law is too much. So even as President Bush was signing the law, they were in court yesterday in New York and Nebraska, arguing that the law is unconstitutional. They did have one limited victory. The judge in Nebraska, Richard Kupf, moved to block the law, but not nationwide. He ruled that just the four doctors who brought the case in his court would not be subject to the abortion restriction. And then he extended that temporary restraining order to anyone these doctors work with or teach or refer. So in theory, any doctor that has associations with these four is not subject to the new abortion law.
What's the case before the New York judge?
Well, abortion rights groups are hoping that Judge Richard Casey in New York will issue a much more sweeping nationwide hold on the law. The ACLU argued the case before him yesterday, and they said it's pretty simple. The new federal abortion law, they said, is almost identical to a Nebraska law that was struck down by the Supreme Court a few years ago. Specifically, the ACLU lawyers argued that the definition of partial birth in the law is too broad and could be used to stop other legal forms of abortion. And they point out that the new law has no exception for the health of the mother, which the Supreme Court has pretty routinely required in any abortion law. So the U.S. attorney who was defending the new law responded that this procedure is never in the best interest of the mother, so there doesn't really need to be a health exception.
Judge Casey said he would rule on the temporary restraining order today. Is there any indication of how he's leaning?
Well, he didn't make any statements in court, but he asked a ton of questions, and he sort of implied that the legal case wasn't as simple as the ACLU and the abortion rights group said it was. He made the point through questioning that the new federal abortion law does have different wording than the Nebraska law that the Supreme Court struck down, and he kept asking if the court shouldn't show deference to the 8 years of work that Congress put in drafting and passing the bill. And he asked if doctors ever have any concerns for the fetus, and does a fetus have feelings? And these are questions that anti-abortion groups often bring up.
Will doctors be doing anything differently now that the president has signed the bill?
Well, a few doctors have publicly said that they will no longer perform second trimester abortions when this procedure is mostly done, if the law is in effect. But for most doctors, it's a pretty confusing situation. When Congress wrote the law, the term partial birth was described in pretty plain but graphic language, but it wasn't described in medical language. And the law doesn't list any specific procedures that doctors would learn and know. And so you have doctors who say they don't know what the term partial birth abortion means. And it's this sort of disconnect between legal language and medical language that the courts are going to have to clarify.
NPR's Robert Smith in New York.